Please welcome Artemisia Shine.
Right before I came here, I was standing in the bathroom with my 13-year-old son, and he said, "I didn't realize you were short." That's crazy. He's getting taller than me. Hi. Have you ever had an impulse that you just couldn't control? Like you couldn't keep yourself from doing? I remember this one time I was in Canada sitting across from my son's father, and we had just ordered a big bowl of hummus and tabbouleh and baba ganoush, and it was just decadently beautiful. And there was this one wooden spoon, and we were supposed to share it to serve our tabbouleh and hummus on the pita. But it was just so big, and I was, you know, just into the hummus. And I just had this thought as I loaded the hummus and the tabbouleh, I wonder, it kind of looked like a catapult. And so I was thinking, I wonder what would happen if I just scooped this up and just kind of peeled it back and bang, you know, right at his face. The difference between when I was 23 and now is that I think these things, but I don't do them, right? So I let the thing rip. It flew all over my face. I died hysterically laughing. And for years, every time I still told that story, he still got mad. So this is a food story. Lack of impulse. That's not my story. I used to live in Santa Monica, and I went to Santa Monica College, some years ago. And my favorite food of all time was a food called durian. Have any of you guys ever heard of durian? Like, how many of you know what durian is, just out of curiosity? One person. Okay, it's this big, huge, spiky green fruit. And when I step back, can you hear me? Okay, it's this big, huge, spiky green fruit. It grows in Thailand. It has these big, death-creating, you know, it's like a rose on steroids, but it's a bulb. And they can weigh up to like 15 pounds. And the guys who collect them wear helmets. They call them widow makers, right? And they have a really pungent smell. It's something like a natural gas leak or, you know, open cesspool. And in Thailand, they have signs in the airports and the restaurants and the hotels with pictures of people with plugs over their nose and a picture of the durian with a circle and a line through it, like, no durian welcome here. So years ago when my son was very little, I had a friend who was going through acupuncture school, and it happened to be across the street from my son's preschool. And I had a 2-year-old by myself, and it was a very intense thing. And he said, "Well, why don't you come to my house an hour and a half before you pick him up, and I'll just put some needles in you, and you'll get to like lie down, pass out, get recharged, and then pick him up." So this one time I was over there, I lied down, and he discovered that he could stick a really long needle and hit 3 or 4 points at once. And I was just like bliss out. And so he had a lot of fun practicing on me. And so this one time, he just stuck me full of needles. I lied there. He'd come in every once in a while and be like, "Yeah, your eyes are still rolled back. I'll just leave you there." And when I was done, he said, "I want you to try something. But you have to promise that you're willing to take at least 3 bites." And I was like, "Well, what is this?" And so he goes, "You just have to promise that you're willing to take 3 bites. I'm still covered in needles, so I have to agree." And he says, "The first bite is to get past the smell. The second bite is to get past the texture. The third is to really experience this thing." So I walk into the kitchen, and he's cut open this green glob of milky white custard stringy gooey yuck. And the smell is horrendous. And I'm thinking, "You want me to eat that?" And I close my nose, but you can't actually taste something when you're plugging your nose. So I took a bite. Okay, I'm gonna do this again. Holy shit, right? I take another bite, and it's just stringy. And the third bite, I was like, "Oh my God, this is the best thing I have ever eaten in my whole entire life." Durian has a mood-altering effect that creates extreme euphoria, at least for me. I don't know about you. The smell is so worth it. When I smell durian, I like, oh, that euphoria is coming. So it's my favorite food on the planet. It's hard to get. So I was living in Santa Monica, and I was in a geology class with a professor that hated me. And he was this really nerdy old guy. He had a bunch of bumper stickers on his car that said, like, "I would have been a volcanologist, but I blew it." Or, you know, "I may be nice, but don't take me for granted." He had all these, you know, And he would stand up and just lecture rote, like he had been doing the same lecture year after year. And it was just like, it killed me. And I'm a really engaged student, so I'd sit in the front row and ask a lot of questions, which really fucked up his presentation because he just really was trying to stay asleep as he was going through the class. So I was not his favorite student. And so there was this guy in the class, Darla Mena, and he had served in Thailand. And so when I found out that he served in Thailand, I was, have you ever had durian? You know? And he said, yeah. So we, you know, went on and on about durian, and I was excited that there's someone else on the planet that knew my favorite food ever. And it turns out that week I was riding my bike to his house for a study session, and I stopped at the Santa Monica Co-op, and they had a sign, we now sell raw durian. Ask at the cashier if you'd like some. So they had durian. They weren't selling it like in the fruit. They actually had the I can't imagine, I mean, the almost the audacity to sell it pre-sliced. So it was cut up, pre-sliced, so that smell is overwhelming. As soon as you cut it up, it just gets more and more pungent. And so they had it packed in these, you know, plastic wrapped and then inside of another container and then plastic sealed again. And then it was behind the stock room in those plastic, you know, guard wrappers for the freezer. And then it was in a special refrigerator. So like you had to go through layers of smell defense in order to buy this thing. You pay for it at first, they give you a ticket, then you go back and get the fuck out of the store. And so I'm sorry, I'm swearing, but it's just kind of what happens. So then I pick up my durian. I ride over to my friend Darlam's house. This stuff was expensive. As a side note, I once bought a whole durian at the Berkeley Bowl, and it cost $6.99 a pound. It was 10 pounds. And it was totally worth it. So this one, I don't remember, but I was like 23, and I probably spent $30 on durian, which was half of my rent. I don't know. And I ride over to his house, and we're just eating this durian. It's amazing. It's decadent, but we don't want to eat the whole thing. So we pack it up. We put it in the refrigerator. We continue to study. A few hours go by. We get tired. I decide to go home. Somehow, I forgot the durian. So I get home, and I don't know, you know, I didn't have a cell phone back then. I actually didn't have a phone. If someone wanted to get in touch with me, they'd have to show up at my house. I actually, like, didn't have lights in my house. I plastered over them just so there was no option of light. I kind of had that, I didn't have long-range thinking yet. My frontal lobe wasn't fully developed. So I was like, I don't want light. Nobody else will ever live in this apartment after me. We should just take the lights out and plaster over them. And so, you know, I just used candles, and so he didn't have a way to contact me to let me know that I left my precious cargo at his house. And it was a Friday, and we weren't going to see each other till Monday. And his wife came home, and after opening the refrigerator, she was horrified. And by Sunday morning, told him, if you don't get this thing out of our house, I will divorce you. And So he sends me an email. I don't remember how I got it, but, you know, I was like, please, please just wait. You know, I'll bring it to me. I'll come pick it up Monday after school or whatever. But he brings it to school. So I'm in the hallway, and at Santa Monica College, there's a 3 or 4 story science building. It's called, I think it's a Science B building or Science D building. Anyways, our class was on the second floor. And he brings it to me. He comes to class early. And he had wrapped it, you know, again, saran wrap, the plastic wrap. Then he put it in a plastic bag. Then he put it in another plastic bag. And then he put it in Tupperware. This thing was sealed. And then he put it in another grocery bag on top of that, tied it up. And I'm sitting there, you know, it's like a half an hour before class. And there's durian right next to me. And I'm just, maybe if I just unpack it just to make sure he didn't eat any while he was holding it, right? So I open it up, and I'm like, oh, my God, that looks so good. I was eating my lunch, and there's not that much left. Oh, great, okay. I came from Humboldt County. I have no sense of time. So I, you know, It just, oh, I really shouldn't, but oh, it's durian. I wonder, and there's a, you know, in between classes, and there's a break in the students walking by, and I just quickly open it up, and there's only two seed pods left, and I shove them in my mouth, and I'm just eating them really quick, and I'm just in absolute bliss, right before someone comes walking by, and they're like, oh, what is that smell? I don't want anyone to know it's me. I'm just, you know, and it keeps happening. Oh, my God. What? Did I step on? What? Where's that smell? And so I finish the durian. I walk into class. Other students are there, and I'm a little terrified. So I pack the thing up, and I ask other people, can you tell that that smell is coming from my bag? And everyone's like, what is that? You know. So we find a closet in the classroom. We pack it up. We put it in the closet. You know, my backpack's there. And I sit down. I'm like, if he says anything, nobody say a word. So we're all waiting. And the class starts, and the teacher doesn't come in. And time starts to pass. And then he comes in, but he comes in frantic. And then he leaves. And then you hear sounds in the halls. And then he comes in again. And then someone comes in a uniform. And then you hear beeping. And I don't know what's going on. And we had a test that day, and which was why we were studying that weekend so diligently. I think it was a midterm. And 15 minutes go by, and the grace period is if a teacher doesn't show up for 15 minutes, the class is canceled. But he's come in a couple times, so no one knows what to do. And finally, someone comes in, and there's an announcement. And the teacher quickly follows that they think that there's a gas leak in the building, and they're evacuating the science D. And I'm like, oh, shit. So the teacher comes in, and I say, I'm shaking now as I remember. I hate to tell you. I think that might be my lunch. And he says, what? And so I ate this thing in the hallway, and it has a little bit of a smell. So I take him, you know, past the desks and into the closet, and I open it up, and I open my bag, and he's like, oh my God, why would you eat anything that smells like that? Why would you bring that to a building that's enclosed with no windows? So, needless to say, a lot of students loved me that day. Many students got out of their midterm. My teacher certainly didn't love me anymore. I guess that's what happens when you have poor impulse control.